Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 19 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. It's Friday morning, July 11th. 71 degrees at our studios, overcast skies, still some scattered light precipitation through southwest Iowa this morning. We are going to have the opportunity this morning, as I've been telling you, to visit with the Shenandoah Medical Center. And this morning we have with us Dr. Luke Espelin. Dr. Espelin, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Dr. Espelin?
I am good. Thanks so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to get to visit with you. And we have Jeff Estes with us, who is the Chief Nursing Officer with the Shenandoah Medical Center. Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Nice to visit with you. Thanks for, and it's a pleasure to get to meet both of you gentlemen as well. So, Dr. Espelin, tell me a little bit. I want to know a little bit about you, a little bit of your background. And now I want to know what led you to medicine. Why did you choose medicine?
That's a great question. When I was a kid, I kind of wanted to be a contractor and work with my hands and work outside. And randomly took a exploring health careers course in high school and really liked it and kind of got interested in actually neonatology,
oh,
taking
wow.
care of premature babies, and ended up going to medical school, and then did a residency in both emergency medicine and pediatrics. So I've always kind of still enjoy taking care of kids, but primarily now take care of adults and kids who come into the Shenandoah Emergency Department.
Yeah. And you, and by the way, I didn't mention, but you are the emergency department physician at Shenandoah Medical Center. You're still kind of working with your hands, Dr. Espelin.
We do a lot of suturing and yeah. get a lot of broken bones and dislocated joints back together. So, yeah, still a lot of hands-on work.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I have my own home that is, always has to-do lists and projects.
Yeah, there's always something to do there for sure. So, Jeff, how about you? You're Chief Nursing Officer with Shenandoah Medical Center. Tell me a little bit about yourself, and then how did you get into the healthcare profession as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I've recently relocated here from Northeast Arkansas. I moved my family when this position opened. Kind of got into healthcare. I would say accidentally. I got to see driving home an accident one time and saw how the healthcare system worked with the pre-hospital care and how the patient was taken to the large hospital to be taken care of in an incident. And so I fell in love with that possibility, and I started journeying into became a pre-hospital provider earlier on in my life, and then followed some nursing colleagues to the nursing world, and then got into leadership. So super blessed to be part of the healthcare community as a whole, but mostly all up here at Shenandoah.
Very cool. So I have to dive a little bit more here, Jeff. So what part of Northeast Arkansas?
Yeah, Paragould, Arkansas, right outside of Jonesboro, Arkansas.
So, yeah.
It's northeast corner.
My mother was born in Jonesboro, and I grew up in northwest Arkansas, actually over near the Fort Smith area, Ozark, Altus area.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Small world.
You bet.
There since 96, so this is definitely...
You're probably what? You're probably Arkansas State then, aren't you? Red Raider? Or are you a Hog?
Yeah, the Wolves. Yeah, the Red Wolves there.
Yeah.
So Arkansas State was there in Jonesboro.
You bet. All right. Very cool. All right. So that's kind of the path to Shenandoah Medical Center. So how long have you been with SMC, Jeff?
I'm working on a little over 2 years with SMC in this current position. So,
Dr. Espelin, how long have you been with the SMC?
It'll be 3 years in October.
Okay. So when we're talking about, I think, I understand MD and then all, but what is an emergency room? What's it mean to be, because you are a certified emergency room physician. What's that mean? Tell me what that involves.
Yeah, so board-certified emergency physicians have done, your typical 4 years of medical school and then 3 to 4 years of residency training designed to prepare them to work in an emergency department, handle any emergent medical problems that may come through the door, and perform a variety of life-saving procedures.
So what was it that pushed you in that direction, Dr. Espelin? Why emergency physician?
Really enjoy being able to take care of everybody, children, adults. We don't, check to see if a patient has insurance or not. We just take care of them like we would anyone else, regardless of insurance status, social status. So I felt kind of a mission to be drawn into that field. We take care of people in their most vulnerable situations and can really have a really, big impact in a short amount of time.
What's the relationship, Dr. Espelin, between you and Jeff? What, do you work together in the emergency department, or how does that work, that relationship between the chief nursing officer and then yourself?
Yeah, Jeff and I have become very close. We will text, I stop by his office, he stops by in the emergency department. We really have a very close, we're on a first name basis. Issues that come up, we have a really high level of respect for one another, very collegial, and it's always patient-centered and patient-focused.
So I would think you, being in the emergency department, you literally don't know what's going to walk through the door.
Yeah, you never know.
Is it different? I mean, I would think in a rural setting like we live in Shenandoah or Red Oak or Clarendon, Southwest Iowa, this whole area being more rural, do you have it can be anything from a deep laceration to a sprained ankle to a broken arm, probably, I would guess. What do you see?
Yeah, we see all of that. We see a lot of patients with chest pain, trouble breathing, of course, car accidents, strokes. We're as emergency physicians, we're trained to essentially provide ICU level care for the first 12 to 24 hours if needed, putting patients on ventilators and putting in central lines, which are very large IVs for different types of medications. So kind of have that training to do all of that, and then the putting in stitches is bread and butter for us. And so it's a great variety of, minor injuries to life-threatening conditions.
You mentioned earlier, Dr. Espelin, that you can help people when they're vulnerable. And I've said that many times, that you're helping people when they're, most of the time when you see them, they're having a bad day. So it takes a special person to do that for sure.
Yeah. Sometimes it's the worst day of their lives.
Yeah, and, right.
It takes a kind of special person, I think, to handle that well and to have empathy, but still be able to perform the needed duties.
Absolutely. So, Jeff, tell me as the chief nursing officer, what's a typical day? What's a typical day in the life of a chief nursing officer?
Yeah, the normal day is different level of stress level, of course, than what Dr. Espelin explained, but there's no same day the same. So there's my responsibilities is to oversee the entire acute side of the house, so the emergency department to the surgical services to the inpatient unit, and the quality of the care that we provide, so and all those areas. So it's ever involving of challenges that come up or people that need directions of how to manage situations to make sure that we're providing the most excellent quality of care to every patient that comes and trusts us with their medical care. So, I'm constantly in tune with our provider staff, as Dr. Espelin has mentioned, but not only in the emergency department, but, with everybody that takes care of patients in the surgical area to the inpatient unit. So just making sure that the resources are given to people for the jobs that they're specialized in, and then remove any barriers that may cause gaps that prevent them from doing the best job they can in the moment that they need to provide the services for the patients that we get to take care of.
You're looking at the big picture all the time, Jeff, it seems like to me, to try to make sure that everything is working properly and people have what they need and where they need to be, and keeping the overall quality high. So, and by the way, we are visiting with Jeff Estes, who is the Chief Nursing Officer with the Shenandoah Medical Center, and Dr. Luke Espelin, who is the ED physician, the emergency department physician at the Shenandoah Medical Center. So what's it mean in a rural setting, again, back to that, a rural setting like ours, like where we're at, what does it mean to have this in our local emergency room that's available all the time? I'll just throw that out there, Jeff or Dr. Espelin, and whoever wants to take that.
Yeah, I can take that. We have, you know, limited access to specialists in rural areas. They're frequently not available to see patients on an emergent or urgent basis. You know, most of them are located an hour or so from where we are. You know, the big tertiary centers, CHI and UNMC. So it's just, I think, important to have well-trained people in rural areas who bring a little bit of that expertise into the you know, emergent care and of patients. And even though none of us are, you know, cardiologists or pulmonologists, and emergency physicians work with those specialists frequently. Mm-hmm. We kind of know in general how they like to manage those problems. And, of course, our own training and research also sheds light onto what's appropriate care for patients.
Absolutely. I think it's critical, Dr. Espelin, to have the services that we're talking about this morning for people to have confidence and live in our part of the world. I think it's critical for our communities to have it.
Yeah, I agree. I think more emphasis and resources should be sent to rural areas, again, to do the initial evaluation and stabilization of patients, because you don't have that long list of ologists to help out in small towns.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. So how can people learn more about services offered, about the Shenandoah Medical Center? Because there's a lot that goes, when we're talking Shenandoah Medical Center, we kind of focused on the emergency department. But across the board, there's a lot going on at the Shenandoah Medical Center. How can people stay up to date with that, Jeff?
Yeah, for sure. We have definitely a mobile-friendly website that we would love anybody to get on and look around and see what services we provide, from the inpatient and the emergency services to all the way to primary care physicians. They're all located on our mobile-friendly website. And then the website address on that, of course, is www.smchospital.com. And then we have a great marketing team and a team of people that love to share what's going on pretty much live with our activities here in Shenandoah Medical Center. So Facebook, very active page on that. So if you're a Facebook member and would like to look around and join our page, we would more than welcome for you to do that and keep apprised of what we got going on currently and in the future here at SMC.
Very good. Absolutely. Okay, so before we get away here, I have to know. So Dr. Espelin, what do you do when you're not taking care of people in the emergency room? What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I have a couple acres, so I do a lot of yard work, and we have some chickens, so we do some chicken work, and I have four kids that keep us pretty busy as well, and visit family and just kind of enjoy day by day with the kids while they're still little.
Yeah, absolutely. How old are your kids?
We have a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, and 2 10-year-olds.
Oh, you're busy. You're busy,
Dr. Yeah.
Espelin. Absolutely. So, Jeff, how about you? What do you do when you're not taking care of
people? Appreciate that. I definitely, my children are focuses along with my beautiful bride. So I get to spend a lot of time with them when I'm not here providing my services at Shenandoah. So the things we like to do is definitely be outside. We enjoy water, and we enjoy the state parks that we have in this area to kayak and camp. And so we enjoy the outside stuff. I'm not as creative with my hands as Dr. Espelin is, so I kind of mess things up and then I have to figure figure out how to get somebody like him to come fix them. But I enjoy projects for sure.
I see. I understand. I kind of right there with you, Jeff. I totally get it. I understand. It looks like I should be able to do that, but it doesn't quite look, when I'm all said and done, like it's supposed to. So I understand. So maybe I need to get Dr. Espelin's number so I can have him come correct some of my mistakes.
There you go.
All right.
Sometimes it takes me more than one shot to get it right, too.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel better, Dr. Espelin. So very good. A pleasure to visit with you all. And again, I would encourage people to reach out to smchospital.com. All of the information is on there to know more about it. So thank you for your time, and it's been a pleasure to visit with you.
Yeah, thanks
so much. Have a great day.
Make it a great day. Again, Jeff Estes with us, who is the Chief Nursing Officer with Shenandoah Medical Center, and Dr. Luke Espelin, who is the ED physician at Shenandoah Medical Center. Our thanks to both for their time this morning.
Let's see what's happening with the weather in Sunshine Country. This report brought to you by John's Heating and AC Services, providing value and comfort for your home and business. Now here's the weather. Country.